dictation, 16th of May, patient Denise M. Anders, A-N-D-E-R-S, date of birth 10/28/1967. Denise Anders was seen for evaluation of hypercalcemia, per paragraph. Prior to her visit, she had a number of tests performed in South Bend, Indiana by her primary physician, which included serum iodized calcium of 5.9 and total calcium of 10.7, period. A parathyroid hormone level performed during this period was 29 IU per L, in the normal range, period, paragraph. She has no symptoms of hypercalcemia and has had normal vitamin D levels, period. There's no history of kidney stones, constipation, or urinary symptoms, per paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. Per paragraph, family history is negative for calcium or parathyroid problems. Per paragraph, social history, she works for Edward Jones. Per paragraph, she does not smoke and rarely drinks alcohol. Per paragraph, currently she is on no medication. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated with negative colonoscopy 3 years ago because of constipation, period. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 110 over 56, weight 144 pounds, and BMI is 22.5, period, the pulse 72-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the heart cells were normal, and the lungs were clear, period, the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph, I repeated a number of lab studies, including serum calcium, which was 10.7, and parathyroid hormone level on this occasion was 81.5 pg per ml, high range of normal, period. Metabolic profile was otherwise normal, period. Urine and serum electrophoresis was normal, per paragraph. Impression, hypercalcemia, likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, per paragraph. I've discussed with her several aspects of hypercalcemia and hyperparathyroidism with possible long-term complications, which could include kidney stones, uncontrolled hypertension, and osteoporosis, per paragraph. At this point, I recommend parathyroidectomy as a means to correcting the metabolic abnormality, per paragraph, in the dictation.